WDIY headline news. It's peak Lyme disease season in Pennsylvania. We can thank those pesky little deer ticks which could be confused for poppy seeds. WHYY's Jimena Condi has more on how the coronavirus pandemic can make Lyme disease harder to detect.
For the past 2 decades, Pennsylvanians have been contracting Lyme disease in increasing numbers, according to the State Department of Health. Symptoms include fevers, body aches, chills, and headaches. Leah Lind helps study and track tick-borne diseases in Pennsylvania. Epidemiologists like her worry people might confuse symptoms of Lyme disease with a mild case of COVID-19.
Those symptoms do overlap. Now, where they start to differ, of course, is COVID. You're going to start seeing those respiratory symptoms, you know, shortness of breath, coughing, you know, things like that.
With Lyme, the giveaway might be the infamous bullseye rash, which can grow over the course of a couple of days to the size of a plate. The good news is Lyme disease patients can recover quickly with antibiotics if treated early, which is why it's important to note the symptoms and see a doctor. I'm Jimena Condi in Philadelphia.
Did you know your phone is a radio? You can tune in to WDIY anywhere on the go with WDIY's new phone app. Download for free from the Apple or Google Store, and your phone will become your trusted radio. The easy-to-use app lets you listen to WDIY on your phone live and access your favorite music shows on demand. Download and share the WDIY app with your friends and family and introduce them to many choices, real voices.